Welcome. Chris Spera joins us today. He's the Director of Research and Evaluation for the Corporation for National and Community Service. CNCS is a $1 billion federal agency that invests in community programs and interventions and helps more than 5 million Americans improve the lives of their fellow citizens through service. Its signature programs include AmeriCorps, Senior Corps, and the Social Innovation Fund. Chris, welcome.
Thank you, Andy.
To me, CNCS is a good example of an agency that did not have a strong evidence base to work with. And by that, I mean not a lot of literature about what works or what doesn't. There were good stories and anecdotes, but not necessarily rigorous program evaluations, for example. The same situation is faced by a lot of public leaders in the United States in various fields who are in areas without a lot of evidence. Over the last several years, though, CNCS has really worked to change that and to start building an evidence base for its work so that it can target dollars in a way that has the biggest bang for the buck. What's your big picture advice about what it takes to start shifting to a culture of data and evidence within an agency?
A couple things come to mind. I mean, first, leadership support. I think you need buy-in from the top. And not only do you need buy-in, but you need to get your agency leadership to communicate that to all staff. And if you're running a grant-making program, really to grantees as well. And then the second thing I think that's been really helpful for CNCS is having an active, independent research and evaluation office that works within the agency, that works very closely with each of the programs to determine what important things each program needs to learn, and then to do that effectively. And I think having an independent evaluation office has really been helpful for CNCS, and I know it's been helpful for several other agencies, so I think that could really be a good model.
Like many agencies in government, at the federal, state, local levels, grant making is an important part of what you do. So if you want to become more results and evidence focused as an agency, you also need to have your grantees do the same. You need to change their culture as well. Tell us about that work.
Well, first, let me say changing culture is probably one of the hardest things to do, right? I mean, being able to be a catalyst for change is difficult, but I think it starts at the top. It starts with leadership commitment, and we have that at CNCS to increasing our evidence base and becoming more of an evidence culture. I think OMB's push for that has helped us as an agency. And so what we're trying to do now is really set up mechanisms or pathways to help facilitate that change. One big example is we've developed a whole suite of webinars, training series that we're going to be offering from our research and evaluation office within CNCS to grantees in the field. We've done a bunch of them already. We plan to do more this coming year. They range from things of, you know, how to develop a logic model, what does it mean to document evidence, what's the difference between evidence evaluation and performance measurement. We also have done trainings with some of our program officers in AmeriCorps. So they're starting to see examples of how to do this, what it means. So we're working both internally within our agency and then externally with our grantees to really continue to foster a culture of evidence building. The other thing that's been really helpful is the Social Innovation Fund, which is one of President Obama's tiered evidence-based programs. I believe it's one of six. And the whole crux of the SIF is that we're funding grantees and sub-grantees that are implementing interventions in health, economic opportunity, and youth development. And the whole idea is that they're scaling up their intervention, but at the same time, they're doing more rigorous evaluation studies, particularly outcome evaluations. Right now, we're testing 70 interventions, and of those 70, 22 are being implemented through randomized controlled trials. Another 20 to 25 are being implemented through quasi-experimental designs. So just having the SIF, the Social Innovation Fund, at CNCS has helped us with our other programs, has helped us with AmeriCorps, has helped us with Senior Corps, has helped the agency really see the strategic value of evaluation, of building evidence, and really has been a good catalyst for culture.
For those who aren't familiar with a tiered evidence grant design, which is sometimes also called an innovation fund or staged funding, the idea is this. There are usually three tiers of funding, and grantees can be eligible for funding in one of those tiers, depending on whether they have preliminary, moderate, or strong evidence backing up their approach. So a grantee, let's say a community program, that has only preliminary evidence behind its approach would get the least amount of funds, but it would also get a chance to be evaluated and learn whether that approach works. Programs with moderate evidence behind them would be eligible for the middle tier, where they could get more money, but also funds for evaluation. And interventions with strong evidence behind them could qualify for the top tier and be eligible for the most funds. The three tiers are sometimes called proof of concept, validation, and scale up. And the main idea is that that structure helps focus funds on what works, but also allows for new ideas and innovations to be tested. So that's tiered evidence grant programs 101, the 60-second version. Chris, tell us more about how you describe the SIF, the Social Innovation Fund.
A couple things, I mean, come to mind when I think about how I would describe SIF. First, it's innovative, right? I mean, so we're interested in funding innovative solutions to perhaps old, stubborn community challenges in America. Some of the hardest challenges in health and education and youth development, we're interested in finding innovative solutions. And so we're interested in having grantees apply that say, you know, we have this unique approach. We have some evidence or some initial signs that this is promising, that this may be working. So the beauty of SIF is that it provides you grant funds to scale up your intervention, to try it on a larger scale, your innovative intervention, but then also requires you to do a more rigorous evaluation than you've done in the past. So we'll continue to build the evidence base in that area. So at the end, you know, we'll have, you know, over 100 community interventions that were tried across the country, and we'll have really good evaluations done on all of them. And out of that will come, okay, here are some things that really worked, and how do we then take this to the next level? So it's a fabulous program, and it really kind of brings together the program side and the evaluation side closer than it's ever been, and it's a great synergy.
I think it's useful to point out that this work is not easy. Culture change, strengthening a focus on building and using evidence. It is something that no one policy or program or directive can create, but it requires sustained effort over time.
Yeah, it's an educational process, right? I mean, part of changing the culture of an agency and changing the culture of a field of grantees to move from anecdote and stories to hard data and impact, you know, takes a lot of energy, takes a lot of education, takes a lot of willingness and effort on the part of the larger field to make that switch. I think what we've tried to do is really teach them to think through what they need to measure. What are the outcomes? You know, so if you think of programs as interventions, things we're doing in communities to solve problems, the question is, how do we know we're successful? What are those things we need to measure? And then if we can help our grantees think that through, then we can naturally transition to, okay, so let's measure those things in an evaluation. Let's see if we're being successful. And then importantly, help them think of it as a learning tool, not necessarily, you know, an up or down vote on whether they'll be funded or not or continue to be funded, but rather as an opportunity for them to learn about their program, learn what's working about it, learn what's not perhaps, and to make changes on the fly. I think that's where this kind of information could really be helpful to what I call research to practice, using research and evaluation to inform policy, to inform program development, and to inform program improvement.
Tell us more, Chris, about, as you mentioned, moving from anecdote and stories to data and impact. I know you've said that it's not an either or, it's really about adding the data and impact focus to what are often compelling stories of what the agency and its programs are able to achieve.
Yeah, I mean, the agency and the national service programs and field really has always been great at coming up with and capturing really good stories of folks serving on the ground, what the experience is like, how it's helped them professionally, how it's helped them develop their social networks, and then how they've been able to give back to the community and how that has made a difference in the lives of people, whether that's struggling students in schools, whether that's veterans, military families trying to transition back into the workforce. And it's made a difference in millions of communities. And stories are very powerful. They're really a great way of capturing what's happening on the ground and then communicating that. I think one of the things we're really trying to do now is to capture the hard, empirical, quantitative data and pair that with the stories, so we're maximizing our agency's ability to really look at the overall outcomes associated with the programs and the overall return on investment.
So Chris, because your agency was producing these legitimately compelling stories, and because your programs had wide support, what was the motivation, what was the impetus within the agency to make this push towards building more evidence behind the programs and trying to measure the impacts and improve the impacts of those programs?
Yeah, I mean, the historically, the programs have been supported bipartisanly to the aisle. But I think, you know, we're in tight times in government. People are, you know, rightfully asking, you know, are we truly measuring outcomes associated with programs all across government? So I think CNCS is an agency that feels like we need to do this, not only be an evidence-based grant maker and make sure we're giving our grants out to high-performing organizations that are going to maximize the use of AmeriCorps members and give them the best volunteer experience and give the communities that they're serving in really an advantage by having AmeriCorps members serving there. So I think it's really just a recognition that we need to do a better job at CNCS and really all across government with documenting impacts. And, you know, we're actually pretty excited to be part of the larger evidence-based movement in government and feel like, we have an opportunity not only to do it, but to be a leader and inform others. And that's really exciting for me personally and for the leadership of our agency.
I want to conclude, Chris, with one more question, which is getting into the nitty-gritty, so to speak, of what change looks like. And let's use AmeriCorps as an example. Your agency, CNCS, gives out grants for these AmeriCorps programs around the country, and you've been working to build the evidence base about which types of programs are most effective. What does that process look like to grantees? In other words, what does a growing focus on evidence and results look like to them?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, I think if you're a grantee, I think they probably noticed gradual changes. We just had our annual AmeriCorps grantee conference, and we showed our next competitive grant announcement that will be coming out. We showed it as a draft. And one of the things that the grantees quickly noticed is that, we've increased the points awarded for evidence and bringing your evidence base to the table through your grant submission. So they're seeing more of a focus on it by CNCS to give out grants based on those who have some evidence that their programs are successful.
Right. Points, right? Meaning if you're applying for a grant, you'll get more or less points depending on things that CNCS wants to see. This is saying you'll get more points if...
Essentially increases your chance of being funded. So let's say your grant application is scored on a 0 to 100, 100 being you're pretty likely to get funded, whereas maybe in the past, the evaluation section or the evidence section was worth 10 to 15 points. Now we're looking at maybe 25 points. And in addition to that, for the first time, we will be requiring grantees to submit a logic model with their application to talk about their theory of change. If they are going to be presenting information on their evidence base, to provide citations of studies, of reports. And that's really getting them to start to think about this, start to really put it into action, which I think will really help, again, continue to build evidence for the larger field and continue this movement of culture change.
Chris Spera, the Director of Research and Evaluation for the Corporation for National and Community Service. Chris, thanks for sharing your insights. It was great to have you on the blog.
Thanks, Andy. It's been a pleasure.